Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Healthy habits are generally started at an early age. Just taking a few moments to ensure a healthy lifestyle is one of the reminders of the YMCA's Healthy Kids Day. This Saturday, activities take place at the downtown River Market, and the occasion welcomes a new event as part of the program. Chris Peeler is the executive director of the YMCA of Northeast Louisiana and is here to share about the day. Chris, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Something new this year, welcoming a 5K, a one-mile family fun run to the program. Tell us about that and the course.
Okay, yes. We are bringing back the 5K race across the river. We are starting in Antegrano Park, and the course takes you around downtown Monroe and Antique Alley and then back across the Endham Bridge. It's a great course, really pretty to run across the river and see both historic downtowns.
As far as the age categories or prizes and awards for top finishers, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, any age can run the 5K, and we have awards, gold, silver, and bronze for best overall, male and female, overall masters. And then I believe there's four or five age categories, that are pretty standard to 5Ks.
The family fun run, a lot of folks like to enjoy that. Strollers permitted? Mom's okay or dad's okay to be able to?
Strollers are encouraged, yes. And even in the 5K, hey, if you've got one of those sporty strollers and you want to run the 3.1 miles with your baby on board, that would be really cool. We'll give you a special medal for that.
What are some of the Healthy Kids Day activities planned for the River Market? I know things are going to be moving around the clock tower there, I believe.
Yes. So the 5K will start at 9. And we'll be registering before that. But then after the race, we will move to the River Market and be part of the St. Francis Health and Fitness Day at the River Market. And we're really excited because in joining with St. Francis, we are, and the River Market, we are kind of making this one of the best Healthy Kids Days we've ever had. We've got a lineup of youth performances, different demonstrations or activities that people from the hospital and the community are going to come and lead. And we've got our what we call the Family Olympics, which are a series of games that parents and kids can get together and play, or kids and kids, or parents and parents, and win prizes to do things like play the jiggle brain or the buckethead competition, and you have to come out to find out what those things are.
I was going to say if we could delve into that, but I think it's one of the things generating, physical activities with kids and being able to do something like this with the Family Olympics, something you can take home and do that as well. What is shared on the information side of things in helping kids establish a healthy lifestyle?
Well, getting kids to form habits and getting parents to form habits surrounding nutrition and activity is what Healthy Kids Day is all about. We are encouraging folks to, not only take the time to be active as a family, go for a walk, go for a swim, go for a bike ride, get your kids enrolled in sports, get yourself enrolled in sports. There's lots of great things to do around our community. But also to take the time to eat healthy. One of the things that we've found is that even with our most involved and caring parents, often we are running around to a ball game or to a practice or a dance recital or something, mm-hmm. and we just grab the quick thing to eat, and it's not always the healthiest thing.
I think that's one thing that the YMCA of Northeast Louisiana has done, creating these community gardens. And I'm sure, with fresh produce, something there that the kids will be able to see on site coming up Saturday that, hey, this is what can introduce yourself to or become familiar with, different fruits and vegetables. That can kind of play that role, I guess, as far as a snack goes, a healthier alternative.
Absolutely. One of the things that we will be highlighting at the River Market is our Washita Well program or project that we have just started last year with a grant from the Blue Cross Foundation. And community gardens and community produce, urban farming and farmers markets, those are all a big part of the Washita Well project because we want people to have easy access and to fresh fruits and vegetables and develop those habits of getting those fresh fruits and vegetables on a regular basis.
Don't think it's really a coincidence that such an event is recognized right at the start of summer. It seems that there's not a better time. Kids get out of their routine with the summer being here, but really something like this to instill that and encourage them to continue on.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're highlighting what we are doing this summer. The 5K is actually a fundraiser for our summer camp. We will provide scholarships to kids to Y Kids Summer Camp from the proceeds for the 5K. And we'll have information there, but our camp starts June 3rd. And, you know, we're excited to get that going in four locations across the city.
And Chris, when we look at obesity, it continues to be a challenge for kids, not only in the South, but in our area. Has the mission or objectives of the YMCA changed or become more aggressive towards addressing that issue?
Well, maybe become more aggressive. We've always had the healthy living component to what we've done ever since the beginning. But what has happened in the last few years is, institutions, government agencies, and people in general have become more aware of this health crisis that we're in and have turned to the YMCA to help us solve it.
Of course, Healthy Kids Day gets underway this Saturday. Chris, again, the times on the 5K run as well as activities there at River Market.
The 5K starts at 9 with registration before that, and then the stuff at the River Market kicks off at 10 a.m. with Luna Blue Yoga.
Someone would like to find out more information about the events coming up this Saturday. How can they get in touch?
387-9622 or go to yneela.org.
A lot of fun, healthy activity coming up this Saturday for area kids all across Northeast Louisiana. Chris Peeler, Executive Director with the YMCA of Northeast Louisiana. Healthy Kids Day coming up this Saturday. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.